What timeless lesson about the way in which we're meant to interact with society around us do we learn from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? The Rebbe addresses this question in a sicha for Parshas Bo'i, the first sicha for Parshas Bo'i in Likutei Sichas Chelek Aleph, and he says as follows. In Hayyanti Gesedra, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Bo'i, Der Tzelt HaTorah, the Torah tells us, as the Ebeshot Gehesin, Men Zol Nem Nasheb, Stem Tzent and Tog Nisim, Hashem told us that we should take a sheep on the 10th day of Nisan. Haltemim etlecha tag in shtub. We should hold the sheep. We should hold on to that sheep for a number of days in our home. Und dem 14. tag shechtem makv zayin for korban pesach. And the 14th day, we should slaughter it and offer it as a korban pesach. So libvasat negedarf nem dem se dem tzenten tag. What was the reason that the Jewish people needed to take the sheep on the 10th day of the month? Zogin di rezal. Our sages tell us, "Bichdei asvendi mitzrim, velnzen bayim dem sheps." When the Egyptians would see the sheep by the Jews, unvelen fregen would ask, "Chavos haltir min hoyz? Why do you have that sheep in your house?" Zolnzin nitnis bolveren and enter in. The Jews would not be emotionally impacted. They would not be afraid, and they would fearlessly say, "Mir haltim dem sheps in hoyz, oif to shechtem im and makiv zayin fire carbon." We're keeping the sheep in our home in order to slaughter it and offer it as an offering to Hashem. The Mitzrayim ham gedin to them sheps. The Egyptians would worship the sheep. The Egyptians viewed the sheep as an instantiation of a divine entity. Thus, given that was their idol. That was one of their objects of idol worship. Their fire. That explains that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paray. When Moshe Rabbeinu is justifying why it's the case the Jews need to leave Egypt, he tells Pari that they're going to make some sacrifices, they're going to slaughter some animals for their God in the desert. And in order to do this, the Jews need to be outside of Egypt, because if they were to slaughter all these animals in Egypt, the Egyptians would stone them, the Egyptians would rise up in anger over the fact that the Jews are slaughtering the objects of Egyptian worship. Von deswegen. But on the other hand, Hashem told the Jews, he tells them to hold on to that sheep for 4 days in their home. When Ofti frags from the Mitzrayim in response to the questions of the Egyptians, Zolans they enter and they should answer, the Jews should tell the Egyptians explicitly that we plan on slaughtering the sheep and offering it to Hashem. Der toikef, the starkeit, the strength, un mesiris nefesh, in self-sacrifice, what the Yidden haben gehat, if nitten spols wären von der Mitzrayim, hat gebracht die Geula. This intensity, this self-sacrifice, which the Jewish people had, not to be impacted by the Egyptians, is what ultimately brings their redemption. Vidir zalzogen, as our sages tell us, as b'shazit is Mitzrayim, zayim given the Yidden naket von Mitzvahs. At the time when the Jews were leaving Egypt, they were naked, they did not have any mitzvahs. When the estate, as we learned in the Navi Yechezkel, which is also quoted in the Haggadah, the At, Arim, the area, that the Jewish people were naked, when Halolo of the Avodah Zarah, the Halolo of the Avodah Zarah, both the Jews and the Egyptians were idolaters. Hot Zayt, Ebeshter Gegebin, the mitzvah and Korban Pesach. So for that reason, Hashem gives the Jewish people the mitzvah, Korban Pesach, und in schuss von der mitzvah, mit dem mysterious nefesh, was sie haben got thereby, and in the merit of the mitzvah, and the self-sacrifice, which the Jewish people had. Zayin zei arois gelezed gevarin from Mitzrayim, were they let out of Egypt. Eshteit, ki meit seis chomer tzayim erin and flois. The Navi in Micha, Perek Zayin, tells us, like the days of your going out of Egypt, I shall show you wonders. That's something to say. As geulas Mitzrayim is a moshle, if they're geulah from los, that the redemption from Egypt is a paradigm for the future redemption. The Baal, this is a Moshe von Torah, is verstandig as the inyon was haben gebracht, it says Mitzrayim wollen euch bringen, the Gula Sida. And given that this is a parable, this is a paradigm that's given the Torah and the Navi Micha tells us that Yitzias Mitzrayim, that leaving Egypt is a paradigm for the future redemption, so the Rebbe says, given that this is a Torah mashal, there's going to be a tight correspondence between the details of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the details of the ultimate redemption. Kayadua, as it's known, As in a mashal from Torah, as in al prate nimshal tsugipas to the nimshal, that in a parable, in a lesson from the Torah, all details of the parable are completely consistent with the lesson that the parable comes to teach. And just as the redemption from Egypt came about through intensity, standing strong in our beliefs, and self-sacrifice, so too the future redemption will come about through that which the Jewish people behave in a manner of intensity and self-sacrifice. If it's the case, as the Rebbe, that all the mitzvahs need to be done with intensity, then it's certainly the case when it comes to loving our fellow Jew, that's a mitzvah which needs to be done with intensity. And we shouldn't be impacted by anybody who tells us that we should tone down our Avos Yisrael. Now, the Rebbe is saying the Sicha in the year 1952. And the point that he's about to make was something of a controversial one then. Meaning back in the day, there were many in the firm community who said that we shouldn't engage with those who are less religious. We shouldn't tell them about Torah mitzvahs. If they or their parents have left the Torah away, then we have nothing further to do with them. We should only focus on our own. We need to speak to another Jew concerning Torah mitzvahs. And if the person is not impacted, if the person does not begin to engage in Torah mitzvahs, we should speak to them again. And even if the person gets annoyed at you, you also should not be emotionally impacted. For the fact that the person gets annoyed at you, that indicates that what you're saying has some impact. For that reason, you need to talk to the person again and again until ultimately it clicks by him and ultimately he takes what you have to say to heart. We need to go with a certain degree of intensity. We can't yell at Jews to tell them mitzvahs. We, in fact, need to be nice. And here is a place where we say there's a certain degree of nuance. On the one hand, you have to have an intensity in terms of your desire to share Judaism with others. But although there's a degree of intensity, you should not try to force it down their throats. It should be in a pleasant and acceptable way. Ukepiskam. Chak Muchadmar, and like the sixth Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe would teach, you shouldn't rip off another person's nose. Meaning, don't get in their face, don't be overly extreme in terms of the way you present Yiddishkeit to them. Speak Judaism to them in a way that's acceptable to them. Speak it in a way that they might be able to hear. But nonetheless, speak it with an intensity. Aber mit HaTekef, it's all with intensity. And we master this nuanced approach of, on the one hand, being very intense and being very forthright about sharing Yiddishkeit with all Jews. But on the other hand, doing so in a pleasant manner, then that will ultimately lead us to success.
And das was der Weil, was der nicht matzeh gewinn, der verwissen als die Schuld ist nicht im Jenim, nor in ihm.
Now, you might reflect on the degree to which you try to reach out to other Jews, and you've seen that you're not successful. So the Rebbe asks, should you get annoyed at them? Is the guilt theirs that they weren't impacted by what we have to say? No, but rather the guilt is yours. Meaning that you should begin to get on a big guilt trip, but you should understand that if what you had to say was not received, if it was not accepted, then you should reflect on you, not reflect on them, and think how it is that what you're saying could be more receivable.
Yener is good. The other person is good. Nor bayim zayin das nitkein dvar
meitz menalev. It must be that what you're offering them are not words that issue from the heart. They're not words. What you're saying is not something which is said with complete sincerity, with complete love, with complete recognition for the other's subjectivity.
Therefore, is nitkein.
And that's why it's missing the second half, which is entering the heart.
You
You should say a chapter of Tehillim such that the words that you say to pray to Hashem, that you should be more sincere. And as a result, what you say will ultimately enter the other's heart. Just as at the time of the exodus from Egypt, through the intensity of the Jewish people, that they weren't impacted by the Egyptians, they were able to thereby leave Egypt. And not just they leave Egypt, they left Egypt with lots of gold and silver, and ultimately the wicked Egyptians were all drowned in the sea, and as it says in the Pasuk, that none of them remained, and the one who did remain of the pursuing evil Egyptians was Pari, and according to the Medrash, Pari ultimately survives, and Pari goes to Nineveh, but even there, Pari had challenges. As there, in a similar fashion, if we live our Judaism in a manner of intensity and self-sacrifice, not being impacted by anyone, then all opponents will be nullified and will have the future redemption speedily in our days. Let's summarize this sicha. What does the Korban Pesach represent for us now? Korban Pesach is something that happened 3,000 years ago, but what does it symbolically represent for Jews living in any and all times? So the Rebbe, in a sicha from the year 1952, explains as follows. The sheep, which is used for the Korban Pesach, was the Egyptian deity. Meaning, just as nowadays, there are sacred animals in many parts of the world. If you ever travel to India or Nepal, you'll see that there are cows sitting in the street, sitting in all the street corners, sitting on the highway, and people drive around the cow, and no one touches the cow. So in a somewhat similar fashion, in Egypt, sheep had a sacred character. Or the Egyptians believed that the sheep were a sacred animal, so you could not touch the animal. But Hashem tells the Jews to take the sheep on the 10th day of the month, and then to slaughter it on the 14th day of the month. Why are the Jews holding on to the sheep for 4 days? So Chazal tell us, in order that the Jews could demonstrate their pride, in order that the Jews could demonstrate that they are rejecting Egyptian servitude, and they are declaring their independence from Egyptian values. And when the Egyptians would ask, why do you have that sheep in your house over the course of 4 days? The Jews would say, because we're slaughtering it for Hashem. And the Egyptians could do nothing about that. So what does that symbolize? It symbolizes, number one, a certain intensity of character. And two, it symbolizes the willingness to engage in self-sacrifice. And that's because the Jews had to have faith that they would tell the Egyptians, we're slaughtering your God. And it's quite reasonable to assume that if you tell someone that you are slaughtering their deity, they might try and slaughter you first. But nonetheless, the Jews had faith in Hashem. And the Jews told the Egyptians were slaughtering the sheep, and Hashem followed through, and the Egyptians did not touch them. The Rebbe says that this is a paradigm for all exiles in all generations, and in terms of how we're meant to go out of exile. The Navi Micha tells us in Micha Perek Zayin, Ki meitzeischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim ha'erenu flois, like the days of your going out of Egypt, I shall show you wonders. In a similar fashion, says the Rebbe, the way in which we're meant to react to the current galus is that we're meant to have a certain degree of intensity and of self-sacrifice. And this can manifest in many different ways. One theme that the Rebbe focused on a lot in the 50s was that even if society, if culture tells us that we have to behave in certain ways, that we have to assimilate, maybe we have to not keep Shabbos, maybe men should cut off their beards, cut off their payas, or women should dress in not snaistic fashion, and we have to culturally assimilate, we have to look more like the nations around us. The Rebbe says that the correct response to that is to have an intensity and to have a degree of self-sacrifice such that we not give in to those societal pressures. But the Rebbe says, it's not only an element of having intensity and self-sacrifice when it comes to confronting the outside opponents, it's also a certain degree of intensity when it comes to relating to other Jews. Back in the 50s, but even nowadays, there were certain Jewish groups which said, certain religious Jewish groups which said, if there are Jews who are alienated from the Jewish tradition, either they themselves have left the Jewish tradition, or their parents or their grandparents left the Jewish tradition, that's not our problem. We don't have to deal with them. And in fact, it's problematic to deal with those people. But the rabbi said, no, that Orthodox Jews or religious Jews, halachic Jews, have the responsibility to go out and share Torah and mitzvah, share the Torah perspective with all Jews. And the rabbi says, don't just share the Torah perspective in an ashamed way with your head held low, but rather share the perspective with your head held high and with a certain degree of intensity, even if it's not comfortable for you. And here the Rebbe clarifies that the intensity does not mean that you yell at people and try to shove Judaism down their throats. Here the Rebbe focuses on the general Chabad principle of nuance, where on the one hand you're meant to have intensity, but on the other hand, the intensity needs to be mediated in a kind and pleasant way. But nonetheless, there does need to be that intensity in order to share Torah with other Jews and in order to bring them back to the Torah perspective and away from the assimilatory tones of society. And if we remain steadfast to the Torah and remain steadfast to the Torah in a manner of intensity, to the point of self-sacrifice, that will ultimately make it the case that even as society may collapse around us, much as the Egyptian society collapsed in, in the days of the Jews, we can be sure that we'll walk out of our contemporary Egypt into a place of redemption in our days as well.